And we're up from the overnight low of 19. It's 22 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO FM Richland Center, where the news from AP is next, sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. And by the Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Investigators will try to find out now why a 17-year-old student opened fire at a school in Perry, Iowa yesterday, killing a sixth grader and wounding five others before he was found dead, apparently having killed himself, say authorities. The AP's Ed Donahue with the latest.
The call came in just before the start of school.
We've got an active shooter situation at Perry High School. We need general.
A sixth grader was shot and killed. Mitch Mortvet with the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation identified the gunman as a 17-year-old student, Dylan Butler.
Butler was armed with a pump action shotgun and a small caliber handgun. Butler also made a number of social media posts in and around the time of the shooting.
He later died of what investigators believe was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Friends like Yesenia Roder-Hall describe Butler as a good person.
He got tired of the bullying. He got tired of the harassment. Was it a smart idea to shoot up the school? No. God, no. And I am mad at him for that.
Among those shot was the principal of Perry High School. I'm Ed Donahue.
They're trying to figure out why this happened. A New York City subway train derailed yesterday after colliding with another train at low speed. More than 20 people hurt, but not seriously. This woman was on one of the trains.
We were on the train, and then there was a sudden jerk forward, a jerk back. Everyone started falling on top of each other. And then there was just basically silent.
She talked to WABC TV in New York. Mother Nature's letting lots of us have it again. Snow expected this weekend in parts of Maryland and up into the Northeast. Heavy rain across the South and Southeast. At least six people were killed in what appears to have been an Israeli airstrike overnight on a home in Rafah in southern Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to the Middle East this weekend. This is AP News. Now to a woman who wanted to end her life. The AP's Norman Hall.
A terminally ill Connecticut woman has ended her life on her own terms in Vermont. Linda Bluestein pushed for expanded access to Vermont's law that allows people who are terminally ill to receive lethal medication to end their lives in Vermont. The group Compassion and Choices filed a suit on Bluestein's behalf, challenging Vermont's residency requirement for assisted suicide. The state agreed to settle, allowing Bluestein, a Connecticut resident, to die in Vermont. Paul Bluestein called Linda's passing comfortable and peaceful, just like she wanted. Bluestein, who had terminal cancer, ended her life by taking prescribed medication. She expressed her happiness at ending her suffering. I'm Norman Hall.
Mortgage rates are up a little bit, ending a nine-week slide. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage is up to 6.62%. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Today's update on sports is next. It is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto and the Richland Hospital. Last night in area girls basketball, Dodgeville was a winner over Richland Center, 74-24, Platteville 66, River Valley 21, and Prairie du Chien over Lancaster, 57-50. Cuba City, 75-39 over Boscobel, Darlington 48, Fenimore 33, Mineral Point beat Southwestern, 74-30, River Ridge over Highland, 47-34. Boys basketball, Cashton 68-66 over Hillsboro, Boscobel 56, Seneca 45, Viroqua 80, Westby 65, Wisconsin Heights over Weston 66-28. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the Bucks got back on the winning track after losing two in a row. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 44 points and 14 rebounds, and Milwaukee won against the San Antonio Spurs 125-121. The other NBA game saw Denver defeat Golden State 130-127. Nebraska beat the Badger women's team 69-57. And in the NHL, the Rangers 4-1 over Chicago, Buffalo 6, Montreal 1, Pittsburgh 6-5 over Boston, Columbus beat Philadelphia 3-2 after a shootout, St. Louis 2, Vancouver 1, Tampa Bay 4-1 over Minnesota, Calgary 6, Nashville 3, Colorado 1 in overtime over Dallas 5-4, the Islanders 5, Arizona 1, Seattle 4-1 over Ottawa, Florida 4, Vegas 1, Winnipeg 2-1 over San Jose, and Detroit beat Los Angeles 4-3 after a shootout.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
Binge drinking or drinking five or more drinks on an occasion is a risky behavior that carries high costs for individuals and communities. Binge drinking can lead to liver failure, alcohol poisoning, injury, violence, and death. If you are trying to quit binge drinking, telling your support systems about your plan to quit can help begin your journey towards a healthier life. If you would like to be connected to resources, contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Today, a high of 34 with lots of clouds, but warmer than normal. South winds at 4 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight, staying mostly cloudy, a low of 25. Saturday, mostly cloudy and mild again, a high of 35. Saturday night, a 30% chance of patchy light snow or flurries, a low of 25. Sunday, 35 with a few possible flurries early on. Monday, 36 with a 40% chance of light snow late at night. And Tuesday, 35. With a 50% chance of light snow, but just small amounts expected. Right now in Richland Center, after a low of 19, we're up from that. It is 22 degrees. Today is Friday, January 5th.
And Master shooting to the best damn rooks and dundosy honky tonking song and tripping and scuffing. It's a good thing I be buzzing, otherwise these two little bee wouldn't be right where they belong with my hand in your back pocket. Yeah, type of boy and knock it dead. I die and go to heaven in a country bar, doing a country dance with you. More than one meets the eye, but when it comes to you, I guess I'll do whatever it is you want me to. Just look at me move, yeah, I'm scooting, we're booting, and Jägermeister shooting to the best damn rooks and dundosy honky tonking song and tripping and scuffing. It's a good thing I be buzzing, otherwise these two left feet wouldn't be right where they belong with my hand in your back pocket. Yeah, try before you knock it dead. I die and go to heaven in a country bar, doing a country dance in a country bar, doing a country dance with you.
Do a little country dance there with Aaron Goodvin on the radio. WRCO Radio, fill me with you on this Friday as we get set for the weekend. Lots of things going on, including some high school sporting events. And in just a little bit this morning, we will talk to our old buddy Tom Mueller. It's a little windy over there on the ridge in Dodgeville. He'll have an update on what's going on at Mueller Implement. Here is Vern Gosden.
Say your mama called and you must go. She's down in the bed and needs you so. And you don't know if you'll be coming home tonight or not. But honey, ain't your mama sick a lot? Lately, your head hurts every night. Could it be you wear your clothes too tight? Since you don't seem to hear or see a thing I say or do, then I know there's nothing I can do for you. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't first I've seen this dog and pony show. This ain't my first rodeo. You're telling me you lost your wedding band. Somehow you say it slipped right off your hand. And when I ask about those boxes stacked there by the door, you say it's just some old things you don't wear no more. I didn't make it all the way through school, but my mama didn't raise any fools. I may not be the Einstein of our time, but honey, I'm not dumb and I'm not blind. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't the first I've seen this dog and pony show. Honey, this ain't my first rodeo. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't the first I've seen this dog and pony show.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement in Dodgeville is along with us as guest here today. Tom, you're getting ready just in case it snows, aren't you?
Oh, we sure are. And it looks like we're going to have snow here in January. And we're going to have changes in weather, so we all have to prepare for things. For sure, it's going to be colder. And knowing that and getting prepared, it's all about making sure that you end up buying something that's well worth your while. And because we handle a snow thrower, not a snow blower, we actually do a very good job with Aaron's products. Aaron's is the largest snow thrower company in the business in the world. They sell 80% of the units out there. So kind of gives you an idea. It's a huge company. What's going good for them is, of course, they're designed to handle wet or dry snow. And with powder snow, they can throw it anywhere from 50 to 55 feet. They have a 14-inch housing, which means that it has a double drive belt. And so when you engage the housing, it doesn't squawk. Anytime you hear a squawk on your blower, that means your belt is slipping. So you don't want that to happen. Our sizes range from 79 tons to 102 tons per hour. That's a lot of snow moving really fast. They're both electric and manual start. You can go either way. And they're designed to handle wet snow because the arch is 51 degrees. It doesn't narrow, and it uses the ability that a silo thrower would use. It flings it out. So if you find a rock, it'll go 100 feet. So you want to be careful when you're doing what you're doing. The tires are 16 by 4.8. They're deep lug. That means you don't need chains. They have flip-over skid shoes on them. And they have a really nice system on it where you give 5 pounds of pressure right or left, and it turns automatically. You don't have to think about it. It's an automatic factor. They have LED lights, characters what you are in the dark. And, of course, we don't want that to happen, so we put that light on there. The key to all these machines are they're designed to last a long time. In fact, it's a 2,000-hour engine on that machine. That's a 50-year life. So, that's a long time. I don't know if you and I got that long.
Well, you would hope, but I don't know, man. It might be pushing it.
Yeah. Well, like an old wine, it might turn sour, I suppose. But hopefully when they uncork us, they find out what we are anyhow.
That'll be a lot of gas when they uncork us, I think.
It might be. But the key is that we sell this product. We back it, of course. And here in Dodgeville, we've got units that go back to 1964 that we still service. That's actually now 60 years old. So you stop and think about that. They're still running. They use a cast gearbox, and they are designed to last. And that's the number one reason you want to buy one, because you're only going to buy it once. It's a generational thing you'll pass on to the kids or grandchildren, even if that happens that way. We're not hard to find. We're here in Dodgeville, Wisconsin. We're at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farmer Fleet, their lights are on today, so I think they're still in business for another day or two. Good neighbors. Nice to have them there. Great place to stop down and visit. We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. Go to www.MuellerRental.com. That's our internet site. Or go to Craigslist, punch in Mueller on the left-hand side. You will see all of our specials, including our used, which we have quite a few pieces for you to look at. But better yet, just stop down and see us. But give me a call at 935-2751. I'll spend some time with you. You're going to find out that we want you to join our family. We want you to be part of our family. And we want you to be owning the best of the best. And that only happens if you walk through our door.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of fans over here in this area there, so people can stop over and, maybe do you have a glossy picture you can give out of yourself or anything, Tom?
I'll give my business card. You and I both have what we call the perfect radio face.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't want to hand out our pictures, otherwise they'll never come back.
That's true. Have a good one, buddy.
Thank you. You take care.
Tom Mueller at Mueller Implement in Dodgeville for today's report.
Both calves and slaughter cows were steady at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold from $2.30 to $3.70 per pound, with the crossbred beef calves up to $5.40. Most of the slaughter cows sold in the $75 to $92 range, but they did top out at $95, and we did have a few questionable or poor-yielding cows in the $50 to $70. Organic cows sold from $1 to $1.15. We had 13 beef bull calves weighing 555 pounds, and they sold sold at $1.95, and 13 Holstein feeder heifers, 7 to 1,215 pounds, and they range from $1.02 to $1.12. Feeder sale this Friday, January 5th, and we have a large set of feeders coming from the Prairie du Chien area. Our feeder sales are the first and third Fridays of each month, hay sales on the second and fourth Wednesdays. All of our sales start at 1 o'clock. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim, 627-1401, for one of us to come out to your farm to give you an idea of what your cattle could bring at our sales. Everyone at Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola wishes you a safe and prosperous new year.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
The Wisconsin Farm Center provides a neutral facilitator trained in mediation to help conflicting parties pursue understanding and eventual agreement in farm-related disputes. Services are available to help in credit issues, environmental concerns, farm family conflicts, and more. Learn more at datcp.wi.gov. This message in support of farm families is a service of Jones Chevrolet of Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business, ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen State Farm Insurance provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
You may take it for granted, but when it goes, you can certainly feel the impact. Keep your water running hot with Reliance. At All American Do It Center, Reliance water heaters come in sizes from 30 to 50 gallons, and we have models for electric, natural gas, or LP. Plus, limited warranties are available on parts and labor. Visit the Reliance water heater display at All American Do It Center, because when it goes, you won't have time to wait. Shop close to home with folks you know at All American Do It Centers in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
22 degrees at WRCO, FM 100.9 in Richland Center, cruising on toward our 6:30 update today. There was a motor vehicle crash in the area of Dickeyville, U.S. 151 northbound at County Double H. According to the Grand County Sheriff's Office, that should be cleaned up hopefully over the next hour or so. So if you're heading that direction, again, be aware, northbound 151 near Dickeyville, you may be detoured right there. Some notes for today, news, weather, and sports coming up. We're looking forward to, a big weekend in high school sports. A Bucks win last night. We'll recap during the 6:40 sports report. The Badgers play tomorrow in men's basketball. That's during the day. And, of course, the big Packer-Bear game, 3:25 on Sunday afternoon. I'm going to have to go hide out in my man cave. I don't know. But then if I hear June clapping in the other room, then, oh, no, man. I'll have to put on my headset and listen to some old records or something. Block the sound. I don't know. I'd like to DVR and watch it later if it's good. Here's Aaron Tippin.
Sometimes she runs, sometimes she don't. More than once she's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four-ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. I've got 60 speakers crossing my back down. wrong with your radio. Got the best looking gal in my hometown. I asked her last time that I took her out, honey, tell me what it is that makes you love me so. She said there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back down. Whipping in the wind, love, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. She ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio. Now she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio.
Casablanca, but I've been to Cancun. I'll never make the Fortune 500 on what I get paid. Hey, 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 hey. Please don't pity me, 'cause I've got everything I need. Oh, life don't get no better. I could live forever and never top this. Oh, I'm in hope. I shook your nameless hand. One time on karaoke, singing Piano Man. One time in Vegas, I won me $700. That's all real cool stuff, but it don't measure up. No life don't get no better. I could live forever and never tire.
Our buddy Phil Vassar on WRCO and this Ultimate Love. News, weather, and sports coming up next here on a Friday, the 5th of January.
Just in time for the holidays, the Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Hoenig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. News Time is sponsored by Computer Connections Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities, and by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you. Also sponsored by BL Signs, your full-service sign business. Lots of clouds, but warmer than normal today, and a high of 34 expected. Mid-30s for both Saturday and Sunday this weekend. Right now in Richland Center, it is 22 degrees.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, posts and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Two consultants hired to analyze new state legislative boundary lines in Wisconsin after the state's high court tossed the current Republican-drawn maps will be paid up to $100,000 each. Under the terms of the contracts made public yesterday, each consultant will be paid an hourly rate of $450 up to $100,000 total, which will be partially taxpayer-funded. The state director of courts has the authority to exceed the maximum amount if she determines it's necessary. Last month, the court ruled that the current legislative maps are unconstitutional because many districts aren't contiguous. Medical marijuana is closer to becoming a reality in Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says a bill is nearly ready and has his caucus spent a lot of time reaching a consensus among itself to make sure there are 50 Republican votes to be able to pass it. Governor Tony Evers gives his conditional support. The Democratic governor says he's likely to sign as long as the measure contains no poison pills. Evers says the people of Wisconsin support recreational marijuana and they support medicinal use of marijuana. Evers and Democrats in the legislature prefer full legalization, something Voss says Republicans who control both chambers will never allow. A former military officer brings a warning to Wisconsin voters. Retired Navy Rear Admiral Michael Smith spoke in Milwaukee and at the Capitol in Madison on Thursday. Smith, the founder and president of National Security Leaders for America, said former President Donald Trump is an existential threat to everything Smith swore to defend. He warned democracy is on the ballot in this year's election. Smith said while retired military officers are not supposed to get involved in politics, the threat posed by Trump is too great to ignore. Wisconsin's tax rates remained extremely low in 2023.
Wisconsin Policy Forum researcher Ari Brown says Wisconsin's tax rates are about as low as they can get.
Overall tax burdens remain very low historically. They rose ever so slightly from 9.96% last year to 10% flat this year.
Brown says cutting taxes any lower than this will start cutting into necessary services in some communities like police and fire. It would also mean more cuts in social services that people are used to. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Young people in Wisconsin will be allowed to stay on state medical programs for an entire year under new guidelines. The new federal rules require Badger Care Plus and other Medicaid programs to help people under the age of 19 covered for a full year, even if their families leave the programs or if they no longer meet requirements. Department of Health Services Secretary Kirsten Johnson says the change ensures that children will be able to have stable access to wellness screenings, medical services, and vaccinations, regardless of their parents' status. The village of Plain will consider a rezoning part of its industrial park to allow commercial businesses to set up shop. Its plan commission met this week and voted to change the zoning from industrial to commercial, paving the way for a proposed Dollar General to be built. During public comment, a local business owner spoke against the change, saying that the box store would hurt local businesses. The village president said that the board is trying to make its industrial park more commercial friendly. 47 groups led by farmers got $1 million worth of grants from the state of Wisconsin last year. The money from the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection supports farmer-led initiatives to improve Wisconsin's soil and water quality. This is the ninth round of grant awards since funding was first made available in the 2015 through 17 state budget. The Richland Center City Council approved a petition for annexation of property on Highway 14 East, known as the Old Co-Tractor Lot. The petition was requested by the Richland Hospital and Clinic, the current owner of the property. TRHC had planned to build a new facility on the parcels. However, that project has been paused at this time. The Richland Hospital also intends to retain the 40-acre parcel to develop a new hospital and clinic facility at an unspecified time in the future, working with the City of Richland Center to establish utilities there in the meantime. The property was approved as commercial general. The Common Council agreed to pay annually the town of Richland an amount equal to the amount of property taxes the town levied on the annexed territory for the year 2023, $631 for a total of $3,155. The council also approved securing auditing services with Johnson Block and Company for the year ending December 31st of 2023. WRCO News continues with a look at weather. Coming up, the weekend report.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless.
Our mild weather continues for today, a high of 34. For tomorrow and Sunday, 35 both days, with some patchy light snow Saturday night, maybe a few flurries early Sunday. The snow that they've been keeping an eye on for Tuesday, it looks like, is going to be a little south and east of the WRCO listening area. A 50% chance of Tuesday snow, but just small amounts. They are keeping an eye on Thursday, however. Snow likely with accumulation in that extended forecast for Thursday. Yesterday's high here at the studios was 31 degrees. The overnight low has been 19. From that, we're moving on up toward 34 for a high today. Right now it is 23 degrees.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
The holidays mean that maple syrup season is right around the corner. Erica and Scott Walter from Driftless Gold are pleased to announce they now have a retail store open and offering a full line of quality CDL maple supplies and equipment. Whether you're a hobbyist, commercial producer, or just thinking about tapping a few trees this year, they have what you need. Call Scott at 606-5049. or feel free to stop by their retail store at 16885 County Highway U. That's between Viola and Reedstown. Store hours are Wednesdays noon to 5, Thursdays and Fridays 8 to 5. The folks at Driftless Gold wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and will help you make this spring just a little bit sweeter by bringing your maple syrup dreams to life.
Winter is here and it's cold outside. Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. To help you keep warm this winter, we have many different types of LP and kerosene heaters. We carry LP tanks from 1 pound up to the big 100 pound tanks. Also, if you already have a tank, stop in and we'd be more than happy to fill it for you. We also carry 2.5 gallon jugs of kerosene also. So please stop into a Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as usual, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Sports Time is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play. And the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look back at last night's basketball games, a look ahead as well at the schedule for this evening, and also the Bucks picked up a win last night against the Spurs.
Save extra now during the half price sale of Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center and Viroqua. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal value or less for half price.
Yes, you heard it. Half price.
Special orders and layaways not included. The half price sale in Mr. G Shoes and Clothing, Richland Center and Viroqua. But hurry, this fantastic sale ends this Sunday.
Choose Mr. G.
Last night in high school basketball, on the boys' side of things, a victory for Boscobel over Seneca, 56-45, and Cashton and Hillsborough in a good one, with Cashton coming out 68-66 winners. Viroqua beat Westby, 80-65. Also Bangor over New Lisbon, 68-28. Reedsburg, 65. McFarland, 61. Baraboo, 63-50 over Edgewood, as well as mentioned in boys' basketball. Dodgeville won, 74-24 over Richland Center in area girls basketball. The Hornets tied the game at 6 early on before Dodgeville's full court press started paying dividends halfway through the first half. The Dodgers, with 4 players in double digits, led by McKenna Riley's 20 points. Ella Weiss led the Hornets with 11 points. Elsewhere in girls basketball, Platteville over River Valley, 66-21, and Prairie du Chien beat Lancaster, 57-50. Iowa Grant over Riverdale, 68-52. Cuba City, 75-39 over Boscobel. Darlington beat Fenimore, 48-33. Mineral Point, 74-30 over Southwestern. River Ridge, 47-34 against Highland. On the schedule tonight, Richland Center hosts River Valley in boys basketball. Here's Coach Brian Pulse.
It's always the best part of the season, those Friday night home games in the conference. You got the band, you got a big crowd, so we're looking forward to having a really fun night.
River Valley coach Luke Thatcher talked to us about Richland Center.
What sticks out to me right away is their size. I think they just occupy a ton of space. They're a physical team. I think, I always say this to you, but I think it's going to be a really good matchup, a tough matchup for us.
That game tonight are featured on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Pre-game time around 7:15. Platteville at Prairie du Chien and Lancaster at Dodgeville. Boscobel travels to Riverdale, Cuba City at Iowa Grant, Darlington at Southwestern, and Fenimore is at Mineral Point. Girls basketball, Seneca at Ithaca. Also North Crawford is at Kickapoo and Lafarge at DeSoto, among the area girls hoops games. And there's wrestling tonight. Darlington hosts a triangular with Boscobel Wazika Steuben, Cuba City Benton, and Darlington Blackhawk the hosts. Also, there's girls wrestling tonight going on at Royal High School. There's a tournament happening. The Bucks outlasted a stubborn San Antonio Spurs team on the road last night while taking a 125-121 decision. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored a game-high 44 and took down 14 rebounds. Damian Lillard added 25 and 10 assists. The Bucks stay in Texas for a Saturday road game against the Houston Rockets. The numbers show the performance of Packers quarterback Jordan Love over the last 7 weeks has been just as good as you think. No NFL quarterback has done better. Love has connected on more than 68% of the passes for 1,834 yards, 16 touchdowns, and only one interception. Coach Matt LaFleur and the team are preparing this week for the Bears.
Never want to make one big other than the next. I mean, this is the next game, and quite frankly, I feel like we've kind of put ourselves in this position in terms of had our backs against the wall the last couple games, knowing what's at stake, and we were able to climb out of that. And so I'm excited for our guys to go out and to be in our home stadium with that playoff type vibe around it.
Pregame time, 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon on FM 100, or Sunday afternoon, I should say, on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. That's an update on sports for a Friday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
In a little cabaret in a South Texas border town sat a boy and his guitar, and the people came from all around, and all the girls from there to Austin were slipping away from home and putting jewelry in hock to take a trip to go and listen.
On Bowser Road, I fell flat on my face, but got back up, so I'm told. And There's a thousand houses like it, filled with stumbling little kids. This ain't just a town, it's where I learned to live. I used to cruise these streets in Daddy's truck on Friday nights. And in that feed store parking lot, it's where I got in my first fight. And it's where we said I'm sorry. To this day he's still my friend. This ain't just a town, it's where I learned to live. Everything I know I learned between these county lines. How to win, how to lose, and how all you can do is try. It don't look like much, but it's home to me. It's where I wanna die. Stole my heart and broke it fast. I thought I'd find the cure in the bottom of a glass. But out on Highway 60, found out whiskey and gasoline don't mix. This ain't just a town, it's where I learned to live. How to win, how to lose, and how all you can do is try. It don't look like much, but it's home to me. It's where I wanna die. Mount Pleasant Second Baptist, it's where we wear our Sunday best. Where both my girls were baptized, where granddad's laid to rest. Yeah, everything I love's within a half a mile of this. It ain't just a town, it's where I learned to live. This ain't just a town, it's where I learned to live.
Ward Davis on WRCO and Where I Learned to Live. Good morning. 7 minutes before seven. Good morning to the paper boy. Good morning, Henry Bray. Hey.
Good morning, Bill.
There he is. Henry Bray's here. And so now the world is just all, everybody's all right. We're getting ready for some notes on today. We'll do that for you right after these words.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscote of Lone Rock. Wiscote, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscote will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscote.com or check Facebook for Wiscote of Lone Rock.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress.
Hi, this is Andrea from Corton Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Corton Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Corton Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The decisions you face when planning a funeral might seem overwhelming at first. We're ready to help. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We can help you make choices one by one and make the journey one of love, healing, and life celebration. Our staff at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is committed to providing support, compassion, information, and directed as needed for everyone dealing with loss and grief.
Selection, service, at the best price. You'll find it all at Vitesnik Power Sports. Whether you're in the market for an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, snowmobile, watercraft, or boat, Vitesniks will get you equipped for the adventure ahead. Shop Polaris, Can-Am Off-Road, Honda, Kawasaki, Can-Am, Lynx, Ski-Doo, Tracker, Ranger, and many more under one roof. If you want it, they have it at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Today is National Keto Day. Keto diets celebrate accordingly, I guess. George Washington Carver Day, honoring the legendary inventor. It's National Bird Day. Good day to bird watch. We do that in Sextonville a little bit, although it's not been a real harsh, cold winter for the birds just yet. They still have a little bit to eat out there, but we still like to feed them. National Screenwriters Day today, and it's National Whipped Cream Day. Mm-hmm, the real stuff. Not the Cool Whip, the real stuff. National Whipped Cream Day, put a little bit on top of your coffee this morning, perhaps, huh? Coming up, the news from AP and regular features on WRCO. This is John Conley.
I don't know why I keep on believing you need me when you've proved so many times that it ain't true. And I can't find one good reason for staying. Maybe my leaving would be the best for you. But these rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through show only the beauty, 'cause they hide all the truth. Good lines, the ones I used to hear when I held you. And they keep me from feeling so cheated, defeated, when reflections in your eyes show me a fool. These times of trying, you'll believe me when I say I love you, and I'll lay these rose-colored glasses aside. These they hide all
John Conley on WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Our update at 7 is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 22 degrees. We're headed toward 34 or thereabouts a little bit later on today. 25 tonight, 35 for